girl just came in, Mary Easter. She's a swell girl. She's an anesthesia. And she wanted to know if I had any MPC. You know, when we're in here, we're not allowed to use American money. We have to use script. So I had about $10 that I had converted. So I gave it to her. She's an awful nice person. I sold it to her. I didn't give it to her. You know. So let's see. What else was I telling you about before I... Oh, I was telling you about everything today. So I got a... I suppose I'll leave that $10 out. I'm going to give it to Dwayne Taggart anyway. He's going to Bangkok tomorrow, and I wanted him to pick me up something. Anyhow, I started to tell you. Today they decided that they would... the Vietnamese, I don't know what civic group it is or anything, came out with presents for everybody on the ship. Not really for the staff, but there were enough presents left. For Tet, I guess this must be their gift exchanging time. And in fact, I got one really rather ugly, but it was a thought, you know. And they're not inexpensive because I saw them. Of course, they may have gotten them for a whole lot less than what the Americans have to pay for them. But just, and it isn't the idea of the price, but they were not inexpensive items. And it's a lacquer plaque kind of, you know, or something you might hang on a wall someplace, oblong with a rice planting scene on it. Kind of bright in colors, really nothing that I would particularly care to have, but I'm going to take it back with me anyway, Mother. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but with all this junk I got. And somebody tried to give me a painting, and I said, absolutely not. I've got so many paintings and things to hang on walls. I don't have any wall space. So they wrap everything in kind of a fuchsia wrapping paper. I don't know what the point of that is, but it's, you know, very nice. So everything has been, they came around, there were about 40 of them today, and they distributed presents and everything. I didn't get to see them because, oh, I saw them walk by, but that's all, because I was downstairs, you know. We were working. We did our 6,000th case. Our 6,000th patient brought him in today. Oh, and we'll have a cake for him and all that kind of stuff, you know. Probably Sunday. He was a Marine who was riding in a helicopter and got shot through the leg and got his femoral vein. We were waiting for the 6,000 case, and I was almost tempted to let it be a Vietnamese because I got so fed up with doing them. But I had my instructions. It was to be an American casualty and one who would, you know, could talk and stuff like that. So. Which meant I had to fudge it, would have had to fudge a little, but as luck turned out, this is the way it happened. He really was the 6,000th casualty. And he's a Negro boy. And as I said, the chief of orthopedics, Leo Willette, the one that's from Holy Cross, came in. He says, Fran, we got you a 6,000th casualty. And he's a gunshot wound in the leg, and he's going to be all right, and all this business. Besides that, he's Negro. What more can he ask for Valentine's Day? You know, because for publicity purposes. Oh, anyhow, what I started to tell you, I got the card from the Alliance for Freedom Representative Committee for Tactical Region 1. That's us, I-Corps. Grateful to militants fighting for freedom in Vietnam. Best wishes for Tet Festival. That's the card they passed out. These Vietnamese people passed out with their little gifts. Now, what else did I want to tell you? I guess perhaps I will. I started to tell you before I forget. Certainly, Mother, you can have those lamps. I'm glad you like them and be delighted to give them to you. I hadn't any other use for them or any other plan for them. The only thing I'm concerned about is the fact that my lampshades have not yet arrived. And if they don't arrive soon, I think I'll put in a claim for them. Actually, I couldn't buy them for what I got them for over there, and I'm really kind of disappointed. Although I suppose if that's the only thing that doesn't show up, I shouldn't lose any sleep over it, right? But I did buy lampshades, and I hope that they arrive. Maybe by this time they have. Some of that glassware that I had to send to the East Coast hasn't gotten there yet, but I know that the people on the West Coast got it. All right. Let's see, what else did I want to tell you? Oh, we were talking about the butcher and about the Navy nurse, every letter I got. get from the States says something about what you're in about the Navy nurse. Well, I think that, again, it's a case, my feeling is, again, it's the case of the press getting involved in this butcher affair before they really know. They jump in both feet before they know what's what. I mean, in any Navy, any military, but in any, I can only speak for the Navy, situation, they have to do a thorough investigation. And they have to investigate every avenue, whether it's pro or con. It doesn't mean that this is what's going to be the, that the outcome is going to be they're going to crucify this man. They may well give him the Navy Cross. I mean, but they have to do this. If you recall, when I had that car accident in Spain, I was very distressed at the type of questions they asked, and didn't they believe me, and did they believe the Spanish gateman and not me, and all the different things that I felt was they were perhaps not being quite fair about. Yet when the ultimate hearing came out, it was so fair, and their conclusions were so fair, that nothing could be said, you know. And there are lots of, on the ship as far as, people are, in the letters I get from home, people are asking, well, what do the people on the ship think about it? They don't think very much about it. They think that what, the wait and see what the investigation says, you know. I think there's feeling that people, like, I don't know if it was Mansfield or who it was that won the investigation, it's very easy for them in their plush offices to make sweeping statements about what Commander Butcher should have done or anything like that, but then they're not getting hit with a 2x4 either. So, actually, this type of code they have for the American Fighting Man now really is not too practical in a lot of situations, because there's no two ways about it. These kids were beaten up pretty badly, and that's the Korean. So what can I tell you? I don't know. And as for that Navy nurse, well, I think she's a crackpot, you know. But I think they should have court-martialed her. I'm sure the only reason they let her off without going to prison is because we really don't have a suitable female prison for women, you know. The only prison would be at, federal prison would be at Portsmouth, and I don't think we could put her there. But anyhow, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I think that, as to what I think in, with her, I would be most interested in knowing whether we, the American government, the taxpayers, financed her education through Stanford. I'm willing to bet that she was a Navy Nurse Corps candidate and that we paid her way through school. And there might be more to it than meets the eye as to why she suddenly wants out, besides the fact she's married to some kind of a nutty beatnik. I think she should have been court-martialed. I think that there's no doubt in my mind that she should have been court-martialed. And in fact, if anything, I think they were probably a bit lenient with her. But I would certainly be interested in knowing. I suppose I could find out if I inquired enough, but I bet that we financed her education and that this is the outcome. But there are lots of nuts in this world, you know. Actually, somebody like that can give you some good publicity as well as bad, because I think that, excuse me for talking, I have a bit of a stick in my throat. I think that someone like this can make you so aggravated to think that they're pulling off a stunt like this that other people might be encouraged to join. But we'll see what happens. I suppose, as I said, they had to give her a suspended sentence. Yes, I've been reading we've been having so much snow and all back home. Well, when I get the Stars and Stripes. Tonight I went out on deck for a very short period of time. And they're firing quite a bit, because I think Da Nang is going to get hit, but with rockets and all. But we were watching them, we could hear them firing, and then we could also hear them see the rockets. I hadn't seen rockets in a long time. Firing rockets, I don't know, from the mountaintop to some other place. They were just laying them in there, boy. And It's like a dream, as I've said to you before. You stand there and you watch them shelling, and you hear the noise, but you can't see anything else, which is just as well, I suppose, and you can't have any feeling of, isn't this terrible? So we watched that for a while tonight. I should have brought my glasses out. One of the men on outside had glasses, and I looked through his for a while, but should have brought my own. And there's a sub anchored very close to us, and they have a mini sub on board, a real tiny little thing that goes out. I don't know what they're going to do with that. Everybody's prepared, you know, ready for this big Tet offensive if it comes. They hope that they've got the Vietnamese off guard, and I hope they have. Because the fighting will start now and again and get worse. It's just like when I came and the fighting was so bad. And then it slacks off during the monsoon season and picks up again. But I don't think that, well, how do I know? But I don't think Nixon's going to be any work any miracles or anything else. I don't know. I wish we were out of here too, but we're not. And I understand there's been a lot of small arm fires around, you know, with weapons and all. In fact, they had, some of the nurses went up to Fubai tonight. I don't understand that at all. But they flew them up to Fubai to some army thing they wanted to have. So, as I said, I don't, I'm not crazy about going, but one of the other nurses, a real sweet girl, came about 2 or 3 weeks after I did, Mary Catherine Mitchell from Texas. And I said to her, she's young, you know, and all the others were going, getting ready to go. And she said, I said, Mary Catherine, aren't you going to go tonight? She said, not me. I'm too short, she said. I'm too short, Fran. They shoot down those helicopters, and I'm not going to be in one of them. And I said, girl, I'm with you. She said, I'm staying right out of here where it's safe. But, of course, you don't think about those things, you know. You don't think that anything is going to happen. And I certainly hope that it doesn't. But, have I got anything else to tell you that's new? I can't think that I have anything else. I think that was pretty good this time. At least something happened. We had a Valentine contest. They had one for the crew and for the patients. You know, they put in their girls' pictures and then they picked the sweetheart. Well, the nurses had one for the King of Hearts, and they had, they had some pictures up there that were priceless. If the men ever saw them, they would die. One was of the XO standing up on top of a table, and another one was one of them at New Year's Eve with a crazy hat on his head blowing a horn, and they had all these different pictures up, and then you voted for the one that you thought should be the sweetheart, King of Hearts. The one that got it was, without a doubt, the nicest man on the ship. He's from Georgia, and his name is, we call him Big Daddy. And he is the nicest, nicest man. And somebody said at dinner time, well, Big Daddy, what have you got? Or how do you do it, or something like that. And I just said to him, if you got an hour, sit down and we'll tell you. Because he is a lovely man and very, very thoughtful. Good surgeon. I think the world of him. My boss is in a little bit of trouble. I guess he got... Well, the captain left him ashore last night. He was really kind of bummed, I guess, and he got kind of mouthy and mouthed off at the duty officer and everything, and you get into trouble for that kind of stuff. But I don't want anybody to say anything about him in my presence because he's a good boss, and he backs me up all the way down the line, and believe me, sometimes it's... This should get a kick out of. I've had been warring with one of the surgeons, and yesterday... He was in a room and somebody scrubbed in a case and somebody mentioned God. And he said, oh, he takes orders from Miss Shea, meaning that I'd boss God around. And the anesthetist on the case looked up and said, yes, he does, but at least he knows who's boss. So I said, well, that's true. I said, if he's going to work in this operating room, he's going to do what he's told to do. But this guy is just a first-class loser. I have no time for him at all. But he thinks that I'm prejudiced against him. Won't let him operate, but I got all the figures out and ready to show the captain, and boy, he's shot down. Well, listen, I'll say goodbye for now, and I hope you had a nice Valentine's Day, and Well, it is getting close. It's won't be much longer now. So take care of, and I'll write. And, oh, you can make tapes beyond March 4th, because I won't be leaving the ship, I don't think, until around the 24th. I'll let you know a little bit later on about the tape recorders and all that business, okay? So take care, and I'll see you soon. Bye for now.